Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend George Levy back on the show. George is an award-winning lecturer, senior instructor on blockchain, Bitcoin, and cryptocurrency at the Blockchain Institute of Technology. He's become a member of our brain trust over the last few years, and his the work he's doing on blockchain is awesome. He's become one of our blockchain mentors. As you know, folks, I'm convinced that blockchain is going to be a major disruptor in the marketplace, and it's going to be a good thing if you're one of the disruptors. But if you're being disrupted, you're not going to like it, and that's the reason I'm trying to make sure you know as much about it as possible, and that's why we have George Levy back on the show all the time. George, welcome back.
Thank you kindly, Jim. Very excited to be here, be able to share to your audience. I'm always psyched when I get the opportunity to speak with you.
I feel like we've talked enough about blockchain. We don't have to go back too far. I'll just remind people that the blockchain, folks, is the technology that Satoshi Nakamoto created to as the platform to carry Bitcoin, the cryptocurrency, around. Almost all but one that I know of the other cryptocurrencies are on the platform of blockchain. Your romaine lettuce that you ate this week probably is associated with blockchain. It's in the supply chain. It's becoming more pervasive. But George, one of the things that you've been working on I'm glad we're talking about this, because we haven't done enough of this. And that is pointing out that blockchain isn't a universe unto itself. It is a disruptor or a lever, I should call it, a lever that is being incorporated into lots of other technologies. It is a new tool, but it is influencing other universes. What do you think?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you one thing that I want to clarify, because some people get confused when they think of blockchain. They think immediately Bitcoin. And mind you, it's perfectly understandable. Blockchain rose from Bitcoin. So the answer is absolutely. Now, when you think of Bitcoin, you're talking about a public blockchain. Mm-hmm. There's a private blockchain as well. And IBM is heavily into that. So when you're dealing with enterprise level stuff like supply chain, many times all that stuff is built on a private blockchain. And there's a lot of development in that area. There's a lot of cloud involvement. So there's a lot of technologies that interact with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. And banks are working on blockchain. One of the things, isn't it interesting, though? I think we need to recognize the different approaches to blockchain. When you say IBM, IBM is doing blockchain. I would think they would be doing blockchain as an offensive lever, as a way of making things happen. When I think of the banks, especially when you bring in cryptocurrency, when I think of the banks, I think of them doing it as a defensive method. In other words, they're trying to not be a technology company like IBM would be trying to help you and me become more relevant, and the banks are more involved in blockchain so that they don't become irrelevant. What do you think?
You're spot on, and I'll tell you. So I'll give you a perfect example, J.P. Morgan Chase. So J.P. Morgan is actually one of the most active blockchain players. In fact, they have their own version of Ethereum called Quorum, which is designed more for enterprise level. So J.P. Morgan actually developed its own type of blockchain, which is called Quorum. But the interesting thing is that when you really look at J.P. Morgan, Jamie Dimon, the CEO, at one point said that Bitcoin was a fraud. And yet now J.P. Morgan Chase has launched its own cryptocurrency called JPM Coin. Uh-huh. Absolutely. So you really think about the whole disruptive innovation concept and what happened in the music industry. The music industry just looked away from Napster and MP3s and got totally disrupted. Banks saw that. Now banks have to say, wait a minute, let me jump ahead of the curve and actually disrupt myself and use this blockchain technology. So you're absolutely right.
And what you're saying, though, is what I am cautioning people about the disruptive potential of blockchain, but also cryptocurrency. These are technologies. These are assets. These are levers. I really like to use the term lever, George. These are levers that have the ability to disrupt the world in a way that the internet didn't do. The internet became a new superhighway, but these blockchain cryptocurrency levers are going to be a different kind of a vehicle on that internet superhighway. They're going to make some other levers less relevant and maybe even obsolete. When we come back, I'm going to get George to talk some more about what's really happening, how people are really using these technologies in the supply chain after the break. George Levy and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.